Welcome to the sports-scoop.com podcast. I'm Jordan Long. The Colorado Avalanche are at the NHL All-Star break. Heading into this season, Colorado was coming off a Game 7 loss against the San Jose Sharks in the second round of the NHL playoffs. The goal this year was Colorado wanted to make it back to the playoffs for the third straight year and advance to the Western Conference Finals. Right now, Colorado stands at 28 wins, 15 losses, and 6 overtime losses for a total of 62 points. That is second in the Central Division and Western Conference. The only team ahead of them is the St. Louis Blues, who have 68 points. At the start of the year, Colorado was red hot with a record of 7 wins, 0 losses, and 1 overtime loss. That has set the tone for this season. Every NHL franchise goes on winning streaks, and Colorado is the same way. In the unofficial first half of the season, Colorado's longest winning streak was 6 games, which lasted from November 27th to December 7th. The shortest was 3, which they've done twice, and one time this season where they won 5 in a row. Colorado heading into the All-Star break is currently on a 3-game winning streak. Losing skids happen to every team. It's just a matter of bouncing back and not allowing them to be too long. Some of these losses are straight in regulation, while others are in overtime and a shootout. Colorado's longest losing streak of the year was 5 straight from October 26th to November 5th. Their slides have also been 4 and 3 games. When the Avalanche drop 1 or 2 games, they end up winning a few after that. That is a sign of a good team and one that wants to do something in the playoffs. Colorado's reason for being where they are in the standings has been their goaltending, which has been solid this year. Colorado has 2 goaltenders they can rely on in Philip Grubauer and Pavel Francouz. The Colorado Avalanche skaters know when a shot is fired by the opponent. Both of them, which is Philip Grubauer and Pavel Francouz, will make the save and not allow a rebound. When rebounds come free, they save the puck from entering the net. Philip Grubauer's record this year is 14 wins, 10 losses, and 4 overtime losses, with a goals against average of 2.82 and a save percentage of .910. For Pavel Francouz, he's been the better goaltender with a record of 12 wins, 4 losses, and 2 overtime losses, and his goals against average is 2.45 with a save percentage of .924. Both Francouz and Philip Grubauer have been playing very well this season. It doesn't matter who's between the pipes, because the Colorado Avalanche know they're going to have a goaltender who will stand on his head all night to make the saves and not allow the puck to go into the net. Those saves help the Avalanche win games. On offense, Colorado is one of the top scoring teams in the NHL. They are aggressive to keep the puck in the offensive zone on full strength situations. Colorado sets it up and has chances to score. When goaltenders allow rebounds, Colorado has a skater right there to put the puck in the net. They are second in the NHL, averaging 3.65 goals per game. Colorado's power play is an area they need to work on. Sure, they're one of the top scoring teams in the NHL, but they can't seem to put the puck in the net on the power play. Colorado tries to set it up, but the problem is teams poke-check the puck away. Or they block shots or knock Colorado off the puck and shoot it to the other end to kill time off of the power play for the Colorado Avalanche. The power play is a dreadful 18.6%, which is 20th in the NHL. On defense, Colorado hasn't permitted the opponents to dictate the play in their defensive zone. Colorado checks opponents when they enter the zone. Even if Colorado gives up a shot, there aren't many rebound opportunities for the rival teams. The Avs give up 2.90 goals per game, which is the 11th fewest in the NHL. Giving up that few goals equals many wins, which is what has occurred for the Colorado Avalanche. The power play kill needs work. Colorado can't seem to move the puck out of their defensive zone when they are shorthanded. Opponents keep the puck in and have attempts to score. Colorado kills off 79% of the penalties they take, which ranks 20th in the NHL. Looking at the scoring leaders for the Avalanche, Nathan MacKinnon leads the Avs in goals and points. He has scored 30 goals and 42 assists for a total of 72 points. The next Avalanche player close to him is rookie Cale Makar. He leads all rookies in the NHL with 37 points. At this point in the NHL season, Colorado is going to make the NHL playoffs. They hope it will be a deep run. The only area Colorado needs to clean up to make a deeper run in the postseason is the special teams must be improved. They are not taking advantage of the power play. It is perplexing they can't score more on the power play when they set it up because they have scorers in defensemen Cale Makar and Eric Johnson, as well as forwards Mikko Rantanen, Gabriel Landeskog, and Nathan MacKinnon. They must do a better job setting up the power play and have a skater in front of the goaltender to screen or tip the puck in behind them. The power play kill needs work. They can't permit teams to keep the puck in the zone. Those let teams set up their power play and eventually score. Colorado must be more aggressive to knock players off the puck and block shots. When the puck is freed up, fire it down to the other end of the ice to take time off of the power play kill. Colorado won't play their next game until February 1st against the Philadelphia Flyers. They are on their mandatory bye week and all-star break. Colorado knows what they need to do in the unofficial second half of the year to make a deeper playoff run in the postseason. I'm Jordan Long. Thank you for listening to the Sports-Scoop.com podcast.